A good mix of weather will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the next week and a half. There should be enough variety in the weather across the region to prevent any particular area from becoming so excessively stressed that production is seriously threatened. With that said, of course, a lot of this depends on the forecast verifying, as we think it should, with precipitation occurring next week and cooler temperatures that will follow this next 4 or 5 days of very warm and dry conditions. Most of the Midwest will not likely see much in the way of meaningful precipitation as we move forward through this next 4 or 5 day period. The exception will be in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, where we will see a couple of waves of energy producing showers and thunderstorms from Nebraska in the parts of Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Wisconsin. The precipitation occurs in some of those areas, could become locally heavy, perhaps even some severe thunderstorms will be possible. But the frontal systems that are responsible for the precipitation will not be able to get through the ridge of high pressure that will be building up across the eastern Midwest during a fair amount of the latter part of this week and the weekend. And once the ridge is in place, we probably will experience a warm and dry weather bias across the bulk of the Midwest. And with that being the case, it is obvious that we'll likely be in a position where the ground will become progressively drier and perhaps even a more stressful environment for some of the driest crop areas out there will exist for a few days. That puts a lot of pressure on the rain prospects for next week. Right now, it looks like the odds are fairly good that we will see a frontal system follow in right behind the ridge of high pressure. So as the ridge breaks down early next week, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms will evolve. But as is often the case in situations like this, the initial precipitation as the ridge breaks down will often be somewhat erratic and light, and therefore a general soaking of rain is not to be anticipated, but there will be cooler temperatures and there will be some rain. Rain totals will probably run from a couple tenths of an inch to 3/4 of an inch, at least from this initial surge of cooling. There is potential that there will be a second round of cooling. In fact, the European model today, as well as the U.S. GFS model runs, both suggested that a good trough of low pressure would possibly drop into the eastern part of the country during the second half of next week and into the following weekend. If that computer forecast model is correct, temperatures will be well below average for a while at the end of next week and into the following weekend, and there would be yet another chance for some rainfall across the region. My personal opinion of this is that there will likely be a fair chance that the cold air will not be as significant as advertised, and therefore there will be a little less precipitation. But the general theme of weather is probably correct in at least bringing an additional bout of cooling and at least a chance for some showers periodically as we move through the second week of the forecast that takes us all the way out into the first few days in June. So the bottom line here is that the crops across the Midwest should get adequate relief from the very warm and dry conditions coming up here soon. High temperatures over these next couple of days will likely be warming. We'll look for those afternoon readings to rise from the upper 60s and 70s today to readings in the 80s and perhaps a few lower 90s as we get into the Wednesday through Friday period. Even during the course of the weekend, highs will be in the middle 80s through the lower and perhaps a few middle 90s. Cooling will occur during the early to middle part of next week, with the latter part of next week possibly giving us temperatures mostly in the 60s, with a few lower 70s in the south and west. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.